The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
Country song.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620. This weather lately has been feeling like summertime, which makes me think, hey, what am I going to do this summer? What are the kids going to do this summer? What are we all going to do this summer? Well, Brittany Hughes is here from the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. She might have some answers for us. Good morning, Brittany. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited that you're here. I mean, the weather is going to be 80 all week long, maybe a couple of little scatter showers. We're getting to that summer pattern, and it's only end of April.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes. I've been loving the weather here.
So you're with the City of Pensacola, mm-hmm. Parks and Recreation.
Yes.
What a fun job.
It is so much fun.
Why did I not think to go into like play Parks and Recreation when I was growing up?
I'm not sure. However, it's so much fun. Marketing literally fun.
Yes.
That's what I do.
No question about it.
It's such an awesome job.
So talk a little bit about what you do in your role, and then we're going to talk about what's coming up, because you have so many different things. You've got a whole program, a whole curriculum, correct, for
yes,
this summer?
We do. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll let you're on. So, this is your time.
So Parks and Recreation has over 100 programs for youth, adults,
really?
And seniors. And seniors being 50 and older. So many of our seniors don't really think they're seniors, but they do qualify for this free senior programming.
Well, no seniors think they're seniors.
Exactly.
But it's a hard reality we have to face.
I'm not there yet, thankfully. However, my job is to market our programs and create connections in the community.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on.
All right. So Pensacola Parks and Recreation hosts many different summer camps, including various week-long dance camps mm-hmm. held exclusively at Gull Point Resource Center.
Now, where is that?
Gull Point is Northwest Pensacola.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm sorry, Northeast Pensacola.
Okay. Okay.
In fact, I was actually, I was a dance camper at Gull Point.
No kidding.
Many years ago. Yes.
Really?
I was in tap dancing.
Oh, how fun.
Yes.
And they offer tap dancing?
They do. Yes.
That is the coolest thing.
And so they have various week-long dance camps. They're all themed. And
uh-huh.
they do crafting. They design their own costumes. And they have a little mini recital for the parents on
oh,
the Friday.
Oh, wonderful.
It is so cool.
And what are the age ranges on those?
They depend on the actual class.
Okay.
So some of them can go down to 2.5 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a few of them that are like that, but usually it's between 5 and 12.
Okay.
But we also have a very popular outdoor adventure camps at our Bayview Community Center through
mm-hmm.
the Outdoor Pursuits Program.
That's right in the heart of Pensacola.
Yes. Now, currently, those are all booked up. They are on a wait list. But if you interested, go ahead and put yourself on that wait list because things happen.
Sure.
And so it is still possible to attend those. Those fill up within a day.
Okay. Where do you go to do that? If you hear something this morning and they want to sign up, where would we sign up?
You can go to playpensacola.com. There's several ways to get to the summer camps option. We
uh-huh.
do have in our news feature under the main header, there's a summer camps option there. And then you can go to events through the main menu and go to summer camps there.
Okay.
But that page has everything listed there and your contact points for each community center.
So that's playpensacola.com.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right.
All right. So we've got that Outdoor Pursuits program. But in addition to these and other sports camps that we have at our various facilities, we have our biggest summer day camp program, which is our Play Pensacola Summer Day Camp.
Oh, that sounds like fun to me.
It's so much fun, yes. But regarding a city-led day camp, summer camp, there's several myths that I would like to debunk about this.
Well, this is your platform, right? You can do it right now. I have no idea. I don't know what the myths are.
So back in our day, the Play Pensacola Summer Day Camp could have been construed as a glorified daycare. You drop off your kids and you basically just let them play all day and then come home at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing more expected other than a day of play, which included sports, crafts, and some playground time. But this year, Our summer camps have been remodeled to include various STEM activities, which is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
And they do those throughout the day. And they have educational features in the games that we used to play as kids.
Oh, no kidding.
It's so, so cool.
Do you
cool.
have an example of that? Or
Yes. So you remember dodgeball?
Ugh, yes, I do.
Yeah. I'm the same way. However,
yes,
they have a more friendly option that the kids now play called Gaga Ball.
Gaga Ball. Is this Lady Gaga or no?
I'm not sure where the name originated from. Okay. However, Gaga Ball, basically, they have a circle that the kids have to stay in. The circle, I believe, is about 12 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids have to hit each other below the waist with a very soft ball.
Okay, that works for me.
And if you're hit, you're out.
Okay.
But once they're out, they have to either spell a word or solve a math problem to be allowed back in.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Oh, that makes it, that's cool. I like that.
And so it just gives a little bit of an educational spin.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not that. Just wasting your time. I mean, play is great, but that's kind of cool.
Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly.
Okay, Gaga Ball.
Yes, that's what that is.
Okay. Great example.
So anyway, this is all in an effort to continue the kids' education and just keep their minds active during mm-hmm. the summer.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So tell us more.
So the summer camp itself runs from June 2nd to August 1st, and the time is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We do have four locations. They're hosted at Cobb, Fricker, Gull Point, and Woodland Heights Resource Centers. So those four locations are around the city of Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
This program is open to both city residents and non-city residents.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. That's good to know, too.
So even if you don't live in the city limits, you're still able to attend. My cousin is actually bringing her son into the program.
Mm-hmm.
He has autism, so it's so special to be able to see him go into a place that can actually accept him.
Mm-hmm.
But she lives in Pace. But so she will be paying that additional $10 for the non-city resident fee.
Okay. And so what is the cost to do all
exactly,
this?
Exactly. Regarding fees, the weekly cost is $65 a week for city residents and $75 a week for non-city residents.
Only $65?
That's it.
And the kids are there from 8 to 6?
Yes.
Wow. That's
yeah.
That's a pretty amazing price.
And, you know, I was researching other scholarship or other summer camp programs throughout the area, and yes, this is one of the most lowest costing program that's out there in Pensacola right now. But regarding the fees, we do offer scholarships.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yes, so many families can't afford that $65 a week, even though it seems reasonable for us. Now these scholarships are available to qualified families to receive up to 50% off of camp fees.
That's pretty good.
Not bad, right? So this discount is based on a sliding scale and uses family income and size to determine eligibility.
Okay, so it's $65 for a week. That's for city residents. And mm-hmm. then you have $75 a week for non-city residents. The camps go from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, do the kids bring their own food or is food provided during that time?
We do provide snacks.
Okay.
And then the kids can either bring their food in
mm-hmm.
For lunch, or we may provide food. It depends on the location.
Okay, and so when does all this start?
June 2nd.
So, oh my gosh. Okay, so a month
it's
away,
coming
really.
Up, yes.
May 1st is this week, so.
Everyone does need to keep in mind that we do have a deadline for June registration. So if you want your child to participate in our June program, the registration deadline is May 15th.
Okay, so that's a couple weeks you have to get, mm-hmm. I would say, it sounds like it's filling up, so you want to get in there sooner
yes,
rather than later.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then now, if you miss June, no big deal. You can still come in for July, and the deadline to register for that month is June 20th.
Okay, so where do they go again to register?
They go to playpensacola.com.
Okay.
Now, while I'm speaking about this, I do want to let everyone know that this specific program is for kids 5 to 12.
5 to 12.
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking with Brittany Hughes with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreations Department. If you've got a question for her, you can always text that in on our text line at 850-437-1620. So I have a lot of questions, but there's a few things that we can talk about in terms of the registration. If you want to register, playpensacola.com. Need to do that by May 15th for June, by June 20th for July. This is great. I wasn't even aware of this.
Yes.
Ages 5 to 12. So I have a couple questions. Do the kids ever go on field trips or anything like that? Or is everything done at the resource centers?
As many people know, we do have city pools. And so, yes,
they
have pool days.
Yes.
And then they also might take a field trip to the Gulf Breeze Zoo.
Oh, no kidding.
Or some other parks in the area.
Now, if they go to the Gulf Breeze Zoo, for example, if there's a field trip, is there a little extra fee for that? Or is that just included?
I believe it is included. However, I don't want anyone to be surprised.
Okay.
If it's not included, they will be notified in plenty of time.
Okay, this sounds wonderful. So what is a little bit about the curriculum? You do have different programs and different for the different ages, or how does all that work? Once you get the kids to the camp, maybe tell me what a typical day might be.
Okay, so, kids are allowed to play when they first show up.
Mm-hmm.
After everyone shows up, then they're split off into the different age groups.
Okay, that's smart.
And depending on the center, there might be, 5 people in an age group. There might be 30 people in an age group, kids.
Mm-hmm.
However, we always try our best to maintain a 10-to-1 camper to counselor ratio.
Okay.
So there's never more than 10 campers per
typically,
one
where
counselor.
Do the counselors come from?
Really throughout our own programs.
Okay.
There's a lot of our counselors that have been past campers and have grown
wow.
up through the program.
Well, that's a real testament of how great it is.
Oh my God.
If they're
so
coming
cool.
back to be a part of it.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And we also have several teachers mm-hmm. that are employed during the summer that come
perfect.
Into our programs.
Yeah.
And they're able to help us add additional education curriculum
okay.
or boost that a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Okay, so typical day, they come in, they play a little bit, then they get put into their groups.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens?
And then, there's various activities that they could do, and it really depends on the center.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the kids, too, because this curriculum is really not only based on education, but it's also based on what the kids want to do. So if you have a group of kids who don't want to play sports, there's arts and crafts activities for them to do.
Oh, really?
And so each location and each group of kids, they're so individualistic.
Mm-hmm.
They're so different
right.
that it's hard to give you an outline
like
of a typical day
sure.
because there's really no typical day. It depends on what the kids want to do. And how they're feeling that day.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have several science activities that we do add into the program. So they are able to do some science activities throughout the day.
Oh, that's cool. Well, obviously you're going to have good days and rainy days and things
yes.
like that. So I'm sure they have backup things to do on the rainy days.
Yes, yes.
But what I like about it is the flexibility and the fact that you're sort of catering to the kids and what they want to do.
It's all about them.
And helping them learn. And the age group 5 to 12 is a pretty fun group.
Yes.
It's a pretty good group.
So
we also have now, I do have a question in terms of, so they come in and then maybe they have a break for lunch or something like that. And then more games and activities for the afternoon.
Yes.
Typically how it's done. Okay. So what about children maybe with special needs? Are they allowed into the program or is there another program for them? Or
they are allowed into our program.
Oh, okay.
So what would happen? We have an out-of-school time coordinator. Her name is Andrea McKiven. She is incredible. I always boost her up because she really really is so awesome. She has a background in dealing with special needs.
Okay, that's
and
good.
It just helps us so much by being able to train our other staff
mm-hmm.
to deal with the kids with a little bit of special needs and who need additional accommodations
mm-hmm.
to enjoy their day. And so if a parent has a child with special needs, they would first want to contact Andrea.
And what was her last name again?
McKiven.
McKiven. Okay. Mm-hmm. Andrea McKiven.
That's
okay.
K-I-V-E-N.
Okay.
M-C-K-I-V-E-N.
Okay.
Excuse me. Her email and contact information is on the playpensacola.com website. But through that meeting with Andrea,
mm-hmm.
They will go over the different types of accommodations that are needed. And then she would then either point them in the direction of one of the centers that may be closest to them by location,
mm-hmm.
or if these accommodations are a little bit more special.
Handicapped, accessible,
exactly,
for example.
She might actually put them into one of the centers
mm-hmm.
Specific to what the accommodations are.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then that parent and the student are able to make an appointment to go to that specific center and discuss what's needed. And so really it's all about accommodating for that one child to make it special for them during the summer and doing everything that we can do in order to, you know, accommodate whatever they need. But in addition to that, we don't just accommodate for that, those special cases. Within the summer camp application itself, we ask what the kids' interests are, what they like to do, what makes them want to play. And so, and we also ask for additional accommodations. Like, some kids might not like the texture of popcorn, so we won't, you know, feed them popcorn that day. We'll have something else, you know, besides that as an option for that specific child. So we're just 100% there for the kids, and we want to make it as fun and as welcoming and as inclusive as we possibly can for all the kids.
This sounds amazing. This is really, because it sounds like you're really customized to each of the kids. You're really paying attention to what they want and need. And you're providing a really, it sounds like a great assortment of activities and programs that they can participate in. Because it is true, we do have an image of day camp, dodgeball, and torture.
So. I have my own history about that. And I'm, you know, a little scarred from that.
I didn't go to a city-sponsored camp, but I went to one of those other kind of camps, you know. But this sounds wonderful. I'm talking with Brittany Hughes. She is with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. If you have a question for her about the programs this summer, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. She's our expert today on Pensacola Parks and Recreation. So also you have, so the parents basically can drop the kids off. Do any parents ever request to stick around, or do they get nervous about leaving their children behind? Does that ever happen?
We have had a few requests for that. Now, for a parent to stick behind, they have to go through a background check just like our staff would. So our staff are very vetted, and go through a very intense background check just like you would if you were employed as a city employee.
That's good to know.
And so if a parent does want to stick around, they are required to do that. And so just for the safety of everyone else.
Okay.
That is a quite long process. It can take about 2 weeks for that background check to come in.
All right.
So we typically advise not to stick around. But if they do, there is that option. Very few people choose that option.
Okay. All right. So we were talking a little bit about how the day goes. So we've had a few of the activities you've mentioned. What about, you mentioned something about the STEMs and science experiments. Okay. That makes me nervous. I have images of the old volcano experiment, you know, where you're making the volcano blow up with lava and stuff. Did you ever do that one?
Yes. And so has the kids.
Is that one of them? Yes, it is.
So, and groups.
I didn't even know they did that anymore. That's great.
They learn about chemical and physical reactions. So, of course, that one's chemical because you can't separate.
You know, I might have to come out that day. Whatever day they're doing that, I'll have to come out and watch. That's too much fun.
And so, yes, that is one of the experiments. But also, they make elephant toothpaste.
What?
Yes. So, of course, elephants have to brush their teeth. And so there's a few different chemicals that you can put together, and they put it in a beaker, one of those tall beakers, and they put the mixture in there, and it blows up.
Okay.
The kids do wear PPE. They wear, you know, their safety glasses. And so, of course, it's non-toxic. So, yes, they love that one.
I've never heard of elephant toothpaste.
Well, please YouTube it and look it up, because it is amazing, and some people have done it incredibly well and incredibly large.
Oh, my goodness.
We do a much smaller version through our summer camp and after-school programs. But my personal favorite is DIY lava lamps.
What?
So we all made those little science experiments where you put water and oil in there. Now, they color their water and they put it in a bottle. And then they get Alka-Seltzer tablets. And so they have their mixture that's separated because it's water and oil. And then they put the Alka-Seltzer tablets in there and close the lid. And then it bubbles up just like a lava lamp.
No
kidding. And it is the coolest thing.
I might have to do that when I get home. That just sounds like too much fun. Seriously, that is wild.
I'm actually sharing those instructions on our Facebook page very soon for everyone to do those that at home because
it is so cool. So you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. Okay. Instagram too or just Facebook?
We're on both.
On both. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in fact, I am very active on our Facebook page. So if anyone ever has any questions whatsoever, you can message our Facebook account. It'll come directly to me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll respond as soon as I can, and I will get you whatever answer is, you know, requested.
So is the Facebook, what is it? Is it City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation, or is it Play Pensacola?
It's Play Pecola Parks.
There you go. Okay. I figured Play Pecola Parks.
Yes.
Okay. I can remember that one. Well, those are amazing. See, this is so great because you're doing so many different things to keep them entertained.
Absolutely. And then in addition to those, I can talk all day about this. But,
okay.
We've got plenty of time. They did a jelly bean tower building contest where they had jelly beans and toothpicks. And so they had to see how tall they can build their tower using just jelly beans and toothpicks.
Wow.
A few kids reached up to 12 inches.
So did they have a limit on the jelly beans?
No. We gave them as many jelly beans as we could. Of course, they were able to enjoy the treat.
I was going to say,
they built it.
I was going to say, my problem would be one jelly bean here, two in the mouth, one over here, two in the mouth.
We try to discourage that.
So they
we
can't
wanted
eat it
them
till it's
to
done.
Learn okay. before they did that. But we had a few future engineers in that class, and that was
really?
Specifically at Woodland Heights a few weeks ago.
Oh, how fun. Now, these classes, we're talking specifically about the summer classes. Are classes offered during the rest of the year?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
We have an after-school program.
Oh,
and
okay.
And in fact, the curriculum that we're using for this year's summer camp came mm-hmm. from our after-school program.
Excellent.
And our after-school program is actually, it is supported by the Escambia Children's Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a grant from them.
Right.
And they've brought several Gaga ball pits, going back to that.
Right.
They are the main contributors to bringing these science experiments into our facilities and into our programs. And in fact, they hired Andrea McKiven.
Okay.
And she was a temp until literally a few days ago. And we're so excited to have her as a full-time city employee. So congratulations, Andrea. We love you. And so that grant program made a huge contribution. It continues to make a huge contribution to our program. And they also offer free tuition.
For
our after-school program for qualified applicants.
That's great.
Which are many, many of us
qualify
for that.
So in terms of signing up for next year, when does that start?
You can sign up anytime throughout the year.
Oh, okay.
We encourage you to sign up. School starts, I believe, August 10th-ish, mm-hmm. mid-August.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage you to start signing up for that in mid-July, just to jump on that.
Okay.
And get enrolled. A few of our programs, specifically Goal Point, because of the location, it does fill up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that dedication to providing that 10-to-1 camp to counselor ratio, we have to put a limit on that to some extent. So.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so we're talking with Brittany Hughes. She's here with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talking about the summer camps. We've got about a minute and a half left or so. So what would you like to touch on? I guess the first most important thing is how did they sign up and where do they go to do that?
Yes, so you can either go to the locations you're interested in, which again is Goal Point, Fricker, Cobb and Woodland Heights, and they can help you sign up in person.
Okay.
Or you can go to our website, playpensacola.com, and you can sign up online. Now, those people who are interested in the scholarship application, just note that you have to submit an application for summer camp and the scholarship application.
Okay.
The scholarship application requires a few financial documents.
No, that makes
to
sense.
Back up the need for that. So just make sure that you turn in both of those applications and you should be set. And then you will be notified within a week or so if you will qualify for that scholarship.
Okay. And what are the start dates again?
June 2nd to August 1st.
June 2nd to August 1st. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. But you have the two, June and July.
Yes.
Okay, so, and the deadline for June, it says here May 15th
yes.
to sign up, and then to register for July is June 20th.
Yes.
So I would say if you're interested, you probably should do it today.
Jump on that.
And don't waste any time. Get yourself signed up today. This sounds like a fantastic program. It really does. I'm so glad you came in to tell us about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're great. I want to come by. It sounds like too much fun.
Oh my God, it is so much fun. The kids have a great time.
Field trips, sports, science experiments. I mean, a little bit of everything for everybody, sounds like.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much for being here. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Thank you to the City of Pensacola and Pensacola Parks and Recreation for providing these programs for our kids.
Thank you.